This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Germany and Poland say they're not sending troops to Ukraine following comments from French President Emmanuel Macron, who said he would consider it as the Kremlin warns of a wider war, AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The announcements come amid reports that some Western countries may be considering doing so as the war with Russia enters its third year. Meanwhile, Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov warned against such ideas, saying, those who not only express such thoughts, but even allow them in their heads should use these heads for more rational thoughts, safer for Europe. Kremlin spokesperson Dmitry Peskov said any NATO combat troops in Ukraine would create an inevitable conflict between Russia and the alliance. Moscow's warning came a day after French President Emmanuel Macron said that sending in Western ground troops should not be ruled out in the future. I'm Karen Chamas.
Israel and Hamas played down chances of an imminent breakthrough in talks for a ceasefire in Gaza. Their comments followed remarks by U.S. President Joe Biden, who said Israel has agreed to pause its offensive during the Muslim holy month of Ramadan if a deal is reached to release more hostages held by the militants. Biden said his comments reflected his optimism for a deal, not that all remaining hurdles had been overcome. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said on Tuesday he had consistently resisted pressure to end the Gaza war prematurely, and this stand has popular U.S. support, quote, that will help us continue the campaign until total victory over Hamas. Netanyahu noted a poll that found 82% of Americans support Israel over Hamas.